the list goes on, on down the line, and the list goes on.
Jimmy?
So, today I'm going to give Vince McMahon a compliment.
This cookie sucked.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to finish it?
No, I just threw it in the trash can, in the bin.
That's a waste of food.
It's like a $3 cookie, one of those complete cookies, the protein gimmicks.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you start making too much money. You're spending $3 for one cookie.
I've been eating those for a long time. I just got a bad batch.
Ah, okay. So I'm going to give Vince McMahon a compliment. And this is a rare instance where I think he did something right.
Oh?
Yep. So Matt Riddle spoke to the Metro. He's promoting Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And he said that Randy Orton wanted to ride a camel down to the ring at Crown Jewel, and Vince McMahon wouldn't let him do it. Vince McMahon said that it's not Randy Orton's character to ride a camel.
Yeah.
So he let Riddle do it, and Randy had to follow him walking. That was a great decision.
Yes, it was. I thought
the visual of Randy having to walk next to Matt on a camel, one of the highlights of 2021 in wrestling.
Yeah, that was great. It played off of each other. It accelerated what they're doing a little bit more as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good call. That was a good decision.
It was. So at least he's got one. I don't know if I can think of a lot of other ones.
All we do is talk about the hump here. That's it. We need to have a competitive show with the bump called The Hump.
So would that occur on Wednesdays then, hump day?
That's our new show, Jimmy. Get rid of the listen, you boy. The Hump.
Absolutely not.
Why?
But if you want to do like another Wednesday show, you can do that. You can call it whatever the hell you want.
I need a fourth real bad.
Yeah, maybe first thing in the morning, Wednesday morning, called The Hump. What time does The Bump air? Isn't it like early in the morning?
How the hell am I going to say?
I think it's like 11 a.m. Eastern or something.
I don't watch that show.
So here's what we're going to do. Whatever time The Bump starts, you're going to do it 1 hour before.
I think 3 minutes before would be good.
3 minutes before.
And I'll stay 3 minutes later. And then we'll run clips of our show in the middle of Robin Hood during the commercials.
Okay, let's talk about Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
So Brock is advertised for the SmackDown taping at Staples Center on December 10th. And it just so happens that TLC is going to be 2 days later, December 12th in Chicago. Do you think there's any correlation, or do you think it's just, hey, let's just sell tickets to the Staples Center in L.A.?
I think both. I think they want to sell tickets in L.A. It's an important show to them. When I did that story about the WWE-Fox relationship, I was told that Vince McMahon and Nick Khan specifically kiboshed the Raw in L.A. so they could do something special for their Fox partners in L.A. in December. And, hey, that was accurate info from FightfulSelect.com. But also, I think they'd probably set something up for TLC.
You just promoted Fightful Select on Fightful Select.
You're damn right I do. It's like you're watching ECW on TNN in 1999.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So,
more Impact now.
Brock back in the ring. You think they're going to wait till the Rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Let's talk about, so I used to call Impact the company that refused to die, because it didn't matter what shit happened to them right through the whole Global Force thing, and they got Ed Nordholm and all the crap they were dealing with. They still just continued to chug along. They lost television. They bought Access. They just found a way to continue chug along. Well, the NWA is becoming the rightful owner of that moniker.
Yeah.
Because they have announced a new weekly series.
Oh. Yeah. Hold on a second. That is not before TLC. There is no pay-per-view in December, as Rob mentioned.
I looked up the calendar, and it said December 12th, TLC. No.
TLC is not happening.
Really?
There is no pay-per-view in December.
Okay. Yes. Was that a change? Was it supposed to be TLC December 12th?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
So apologies for that. Jimmy, I thought that you would fact check.
So I did the list about 10 minutes before airtime, but I did look at, I thought it was WWE.com. I did a quick search, looked for shows. They had TLC, clicked on the big banner, said December 12th.
Let's see.
Thought I saw
Let's
it.
See if Jimmy's lying or
not. Even if I didn't, I don't care.
Nope.
I thought it was sure WWE.com that
nope.
I went to.
Nope. The most recent thing for TLC they posted is a picture of Randy Orton, hitting an RKO on The Fiend, Jimmy.
Randy Orton's going to wrestle The Fiend on December 12th at TLC.
Shame. You does everybody that subscribes to Fightful Select deserves a refund right now.
So Brock Lesnar, December 10th, is being advertised for the SmackDown taping in Los Angeles. So that's good. So the NWA, they're going to be premiering a new weekly series on December 3rd. They're going to be doing 3 days worth of tapings between the 3rd and the 6th from the Georgia Public Broadcasting Studio in Atlanta. And I hear Medusa's involved behind the scenes now. They're like still plugging away, you know? They're still plugging away.
I don't
away.
Know
they're
where not... the money's coming from.
Billy Corgan is basically...
Yeah, but... Oof.
It's a passion project for him. Kind of like how Fightful was for me for about 4.5 years.
Yeah, well, that's your fault that it was a passion project. It could have been a profit project for you if you listened to...
Erroneous.
Yeah, boy.
Erroneous.
Yeah, boy.
You that was the first 18 figures. Months. The first 18 months, I had a couple ideas that didn't work. First 18 months.
Wow. That's off what the air, I can tell you some up until last year that didn't work.
No, so the first 18 months...
But this year didn't work.
The one that did work was Select, which was my idea, which got us profitable. So
which
thanks
is my
very
work.
Much. That and you know what you're I'm not gonna
you know what else you know what else works that. Me selling those dick pills, me selling those ads, those humper chats, those super chats, everything I touch, Jimmy,
everything, Sean,
everything I touch,
everything.
What aspect of the site that I have anything to do with isn't making money
right now?
Yeah,
I'd have to look. I don't look
nothing.
No, well, okay, but before you put yourself over, so I haven't looked into the money generated on every trip that you've been on. So I haven't looked into,
Jimmy,
so this one cost me $18,000 and Sean made us $1.23. Like, I haven't looked at that.
I confirmed the CM Punk news in Nashville on a trip. That will pay for every trip I ever go on for the rest of my tenure.
Yeah, whoa. What did the trip to Nashville have to do with that? Wasn't this all over the phone?
No, absolutely not.
So that was seeing somebody in person in Nashville?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, I thought it was a phone call, because then you could be like, oh, Jimmy, that trip to Dubai.
I got the trip to Dubai
just crushed it for the next year.
I got the confirm there. Eric says, Sean should be making 7 figures, as I should be.
You can go ahead and block Eric from the live chat if possible. You can go ahead and block him from the live chat.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you about this. So Jonathan Gresham posted a teaser video online for something called Terminus.
Yep.
January 16, 2022 in Atlanta, Georgia. He's calling it Modern Age Grappling. I know you're familiar with the NAGA Championships, the North American Grappling Association Championships. And for anybody not familiar,
I competed in NAGA.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, well, even current UFC champions have competed in the NAGA championships, like John Jones did when he was the UFC lightweight champion. Chael Sonnen was never champion, but he competed. Dan Henderson has competed. So it's a big thing to them. Is that what Jonathan Gresham?
No.
Is it just wrestling?
This is an indie promotion. Yes.
Just an indie promotion.
Yes. I've spoken with him about it.
Okay.
Found some ideas. Very flattered that I was even considered. Like, that was one of the most flattering things to even be approached about. I'm interviewing him about it. And it'll be up next week on Fightful, interviewing him and a partner in it. We're going to be talking about Terminus. We're going to be talking about ROH, Final Battle, a lot of stuff. I think we're filming Friday, so it should be up next week at some point. I'm excited to find out what's going on. And one of the things that he asked me, and I'll give this for Select subscribers, is what do you think makes an interesting or good indie promotion? What do you think would make a successful one? And I was like, well, I can't create a business model, but I can tell you guys what I like. What drew me to Chikara was they had the King of Trios. They had a tournament. What drew me to CZW, they had the Cage of Death, something identifiable. Warrior Wrestling, they have big names and cool belts and different environments. GCW, I like the stories, and there are wrestlers that interact with you and fans that make you care about them. Black Label Pro, I love that they have a good mix of modern, up-and-coming indie wrestlers, WWE veterans, and then some, like, the powers of pain will be there. Like, I think that's really cool. Like, it kind of reminds you. Riptide Wrestling, I like that their cameras are different. It's shot different. It looks different than everything. ICW. I really liked that they have an excitable environment. I like that. There's some others as well, but like there, each thing has something that makes me go, okay, I'm going to pay more attention to that. There's like the J-Lit tournament, and there was the ECW Super 8 back in the day, which still goes on. Like I think you can approach and do a little bit of all of those and have something pretty cool. PWG, I always wanted to go to their venue. I thought the Reseda venue and now the Globe Theater is really cool. GCW has Giancarlo doing their video packages. Joey Janela's Spring Break would always hype it up and do things like that. There are a lot of cool approaches you can make.
And you definitely need signature stars that are exclusive to you or as exclusive as possible. Obviously, if it's his promotion, he's got himself.
Yes.
But you need signature stars.
And he is, quite frankly, I think the best in-ring worker in the world. Like, I think he's the best technical wrestler, period.
Right. No, good luck to him, man. I mean, obviously, there's a plethora of talent. There's no shortage of talent in the business. I think we saw through All In that you can use the internet and promote a successful company. That's basically how AEW got started. And we've seen it with GCW as well. So good luck to him, man.
And there's more talent out there now than there has been in since 2018.
So much available talent.
Yes.
There's so much.
At this moment, there's more talent out there available than since before AEW.
Right. And AEW cannot possibly sign everybody.
Nope.
They can't. And so it's... What's going to end up happening is you're going to have another Matt Cardona, another guy with a lot of WWE notoriety who's out there available. And Matt, GCW, they found lightning in a bottle with Matt Cardona. They did.
Sure did.
They're lucky. Brett Lauderdale's lucky that he was willing to do a death match with Nick Gage, but it really, really put them on the map doing that. So,
and they were already on the map. They already had some buzz, but this took them to a different level,
100%,
to a different audience as well.
Yeah, 100%. That's all I got for you, buddy.
Guys, thank you all so much. Our numbers are climbing back up. Spread the word of Fightful Select. That's one thing for me to shill it every damn day. It's another thing if you guys go out there and tell people you like it. Thank you all. Until next time, we're out.